his brothers and sisters.
感谢主，我们再有一个机会能够一同在主面前寻求主的心意。
Thank the Lord that once again we have the opportunity to gather before the Lord to seek His will.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's start with words of prayers.
天父，我们赞美感谢归给你。
Heavenly Father, we give you all the thanksgiving and praises.
我们实在是从深处把敬拜的归给你。
Truly, we give you all the thanksgiving and worship from the bottom of our heart.
你借着你爱子所完成的救赎，是我们眼睛未曾看过，耳朵未曾听过，人心也未曾想过的。
The salvation you have accomplished through your beloved Son is what our eyes have not seen, our hearts have never imagined, our ears have never heard.
如果没有你的怜悯，我们实在也不知道我们为什么应当得救。
If without mercy, we don't even know why we get saved.
没有你的怜悯，就是我们得救的，我们还是不知道我们何去何从。
Without your mercy, even after we got saved, we still don't know where to go.
我们赞美你。
We praise you.
你实在是怜悯我们。
Truly, you have mercy upon us.
你知道我们何等的需要你。
You know how much we need you.
你所知道的远远超过我们所知道的。
What you know surpasses what we know.
所以你忍耐我们。
Therefore, you have patience upon us.
你宽容我们。
And you endure us.
你等待我们。
You wait upon us.
你扶持我们。
You lift us up.
你建立我们。
And you build us up.
你启示我们。
You reveal to us.
你叫我们这完全没有盼望的人，要能够指着耶稣基督的名，指着我们的父神夸口。
For us who truly have no hope, you give us that so that we can glorify in your name.
我们赞美感谢归给你。
We give you all the praises and thanksgiving.
你要借着你的教会来显明你的荣耀。
You will glorify yourself through your church.
愿你向你的教会说话。
May you speak to your church.
求你从天上的宝座把话供应下来。
Do pray that you provide your words from the heavenly throne.
让说话的、翻译的、听话的都遇见你自己。
So the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who listen will meet yourself.
我们一同等候在你面前。
Together we wait before you.
我们不需要人的话。
We don't need any man's words.
我们不需要属地的智慧。
We don't need any earthly wisdom.
我们需要真理的主把真理的话赐给我们。
We need the Lord of truth to give us truth.
我们需要荣耀的主赐给我们荣耀的显现。
And we need the glorious Lord to give us this manifestation in glory.
我们唯一无靠的把这段时间虽然是有限的，但求你在我们身上做无限的工作。
We, without any other dependence, we commit this time unto you. Even though time is limited, but do pray that you do this unlimited work upon us.
愿凡被你招到你面前的都遇见你自己。
So that all those who you gather before yourself can meet you.
谢谢你，赞美你。
Thank you and praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
阿门。好，我们读几处的圣经。
So let us read a few places of scripture.
我们先看哥林多后书第四章第五节。
Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 5.
我们原不是传自己，乃是传基督耶稣为主，并且自己因耶稣做你们的仆人。
For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servant for Jesus' sake.
所以我们圣徒有一个特权。是传基督耶稣为主。
So a saint have a privilege that is to preach Christ Jesus the Lord.
但是当我们传耶稣基督为主的时候，我们是做神的仆人，也在人面前把服事带给人。
So as we preach Christ Jesus the Lord, that ourselves are the servants of God, and also before men, we bring this service before men.
再看。第三章哥林多后书第三章第五第六节。
And Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神，他叫我们能承担这新约的指示，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God, who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
这新约的这传基督耶稣为主是新约指示的其中一部分。
To preach Christ Jesus as the Lord is one of the ministers of the New Testament.
但是他是把我们要带到神所要我们达到的那个程度。
But he would like to bring us to achieve what God would like us to achieve.
所以我们需要神的怜悯。
So we need Lord's mercy.
我们看事情要被神带到一个地步，是从神的眼光，不是从我们自己的眼光。
When we look at things, we have to be brought to the perspective of God, not from our own side.
不是我们的兴趣。
Not our own interest.
只有神知道我们该要，我们应该要什么。
Only God knows what we need.
那而且呢，是凭着圣灵，不是凭着字句。
And also by the Spirit, not by the letter.
因为字句叫人死，灵才叫人活。
For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
我们再看《使徒行传》第二章，从32节到36节。
Acts chapter 2, from verse 32 to 36.
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus has God raised up, whereof we are all witness.
他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he has shed forth this, which you now see and hear.
大卫并没有升到天上，但自己说，主对我主说，你坐在我的右边。
For David is not ascended into heavens, but he says himself, the Lord say unto my Lord, sit thou on my right hand.
等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。
Until I make thy foes thy footstool.
故此，以色列全家当确实的知道，你们钉在十字架上的这位耶稣，神已经立他为主为基督了。
Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made that same Jesus, whom you have crucified, both Lord and Christ.
第35节说：“等我使你仇敌做你的脚凳。”
Verse 35 says, "Until I make thy foes thy footstool."
这是宣告或者是传基督耶稣为主的一个重点。
This is a proclaim, and also is one of the major point of to preach Christ Jesus as Lord.
它是个人的，但它也是全体的。
It's individual, also as well as corporate.
所以这是一件重大的事情。
So this is a very important thing.
这是件关系宇宙的重大事件。
This is very critical regards to universe.
除非我们的心眼，我们里面的人被主开启，否则我们不会觉得这是重要的事。
Unless our inner eyes are being opened by the Lord, otherwise we won't feel it's important.
我们再看启示录第12章。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 12.
第九到第11节
Verse 9 through 11.
大龙就是那古蛇，名叫魔鬼，又叫撒旦，是迷惑普天下的。他被摔在地上，他的使者也一同被摔下去。
And the great dragon was cast out, the old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him.
我听见在天上有大声音说，我神的救恩、能力、国度，并他基督的权柄，现在都来到了。因为那在我们神面前昼夜控告我们弟兄的，已经被摔下去了。
And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accused them before our God day and night.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死，也不爱惜性命。
And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the death.
神的仇敌，或者说基督的仇敌，就是这里所提到的。
God's enemy, or the enemy of Christ, is what's being mentioned here.
这里用三组来告诉我们。
Here tells us using three categories.
大龙跟古蛇是一组。
The dragon and the great serpent is one.
魔鬼跟撒旦是一组。
The devil and Satan is one category.
迷惑普天下，迷惑跟控告是一组。
To deceive and accuser is one category.
古蛇出现在创世纪第三章。
The old serpent was appear in the Genesis chapter 3.
大龙就这里提到，还有启示录提很多次提到龙。
The dragon, which is mentioned here, and also it mentioned in Book of Revelation many times.
尤其是在末后的三年半，是最明显的他的在地上的那个工作。
And especially during the last three and a half years of the end time, it's most obvious of the work of dragon.
而且带着政治的权柄。
And also with the power of political power.
带着控制全人类的那样的工作。
With the work that can control the whole world.
所以你如果能有机会读到啊，你就慢慢就清楚。
So if I have a chance to read it, then slowly you will understand.
然后另外讲到魔鬼，魔鬼是这个意思是从摔出来，就是从宝座被摔出来。
And talk about the devil, which means being cast out from the throne.
所以它是关系到跟宝座的关系。
So it has to do with the throne.
它被摔出来，就是从此魔鬼跟宝座不能够直接关系。
It's being cast out, therefore, the devil has no longer the relationship with the throne.
那撒旦是抵挡的意思。
And Satan means against.
撒旦抵挡神。
So what's Satan against of?
所以被撒旦控制的人，他也会抵挡神。
So those who are being controlled by Satan also will be against God.
但是蒙恩得救的人是从撒旦的权下被拯救出来的。
But those who are being saved by grace are being delivered out of the power of Satan.
所以基督徒如果是活在蒙恩得救的实际底下，他是不在撒旦的控制底下的。
Therefore, for Christians truly living under the reality of being saved by grace, then he is no longer under the control of Satan.
但是如果你留地步给仇敌，仇敌还是要有机会来攻击你或者来挟制。
But if you give ground to the enemy, the enemy still have the chance to attack you and bound you.
那第三个就是这黑暗势力的工作方法。
And the third category is the way how this dark world will work.
先是迷惑。
First to deceive.
后是控告。
Later to accuse.
啊，这是黑道的手法。
Then that's actually what the dark world will do.
你知道那个黑道哈，那个地上很多黑社会的都就怎么，他先迷惑，先引诱，然后你一旦进入之后呢，他就控制你，控告你。
You know, there are a lot of deceiving ways. First, they deceive you, and later, they accuse you.
这是黑帮老大的开始。
And that's actually how those gangsters will start.
啊，你要知道，撒旦是很黑暗的。
You know how dark Satan is.
但他又可以装作光明的天使。
But he will pretend to be the angel of light.
所以你如果不在神面前，活在神面前。你是凭自己是没办法胜过他的。
So if you don't live before God, then by yourself you cannot overcome.
所以迷惑这个工作是从人被造一直到这个世代的末了都一直在进行当中。
So this work of deceiving starts from man being created all the way until end of the world.
这个没有得救的人，他已经是落在被他控制的。状态底下。
So those who are not being saved already being under the control of being controlled by Satan.
但是蒙恩得救的人如果不愿意活在主面前。
But those who are saved by grace, if they are not willing to live before the Lord.
不愿意跟主有一个正常的关系。
Not willing to have a normal relationship with the Lord.
那没有保证不受迷惑。
Then there's no guarantee that they are not being deceived.
而且这些迷惑的光景呢，会是越来越厉害。
And actually, the condition of deceiving can become even more serious.
所以呢，在提摩太后书就说会有一个状况，就是说欺哄人的，他也被人欺哄。
So in 2 Timothy, there will be a condition that the deceivers can also be deceived.
你知道这是同一个字，就是迷惑那个字。
The it's the same word as deceived.
骗人的也被骗。
Those who lie also being cheated upon.
迷惑人的也被迷惑。
And the deceivers also being deceived.
所以这是一个恶性循环。
So this is actually going in worse in circles.
那教会在这个时候就是重要的做见证的时候。
So this is a very important time for church to testify.
圣徒是在这里这个时候显出他与受迷惑人不同的时候。
So this is a time for the saints to show they are different from those who are being deceived.
那我们活在一个迷惑人的环境，活在一个迷惑人的各种的情况底下，甚至在教会里面都会发生迷惑的事情，你怎么办？
But what should we do as we live in such an environment that's full of deceiving and also it even happens of deceiving in church?
你说这个是一个，这是一个唱高调的事情，还是一个你现实上面对的事情？
Is this something so high or it's something you will face in reality?
哦，我讲一个我亲身的经历哈，给大家参考。
Let me give you an example of my own experience.
我刚信主不久的时候，我弟弟突然有一个给我一个很好的建议。
After I believed the Lord, my younger brother all of a sudden gave me a very good suggestion.
什么建议呢？因为他是这个他的工作是台湾的驻外人员，所以呢，他已经走遍很多地方，他很羡慕能够住的房子呢是 house， 在台湾住 house， 这是很奢侈的事情。
And because my younger brother worked as a foreign diplomat, and therefore he went through so many foreign countries, therefore he has such desire to live in house in Taiwan, which is actually something big in Taiwan.
那他呢，他跟我关系那是非常好，所以呢，他想说，我还是找我哥哥做邻居吧。
He has a very good relationship with me, therefore he asked me to become his neighbor.
他说他买一栋，我买一栋。
He told me that he will buy a house and then also I will buy one next to him.
这个建议好不好？
Is that a good suggestion?
这个建议如果是在我没有信主的时候，我可能是想都不想就马上答应。
For this suggestion, if it was before I believed the Lord, then without even thinking, I will agree.
但是呢，我已经那时候刚信主不久。
But at that time, I just believed the Lord, not for too long.
而且我刚刚被主带到聚会去参加聚会，开始觉得我需要聚会了。
And that was just the time when the Lord brought me to gather with the saints, and I started to feel I should need to go to the meetings.
因为我们知道很多人不觉得自己需要聚会。
Because we know that many people don't feel they need go to the gatherings.
但是我那个时候呢，我觉得我需要聚会。
But at that time, I feel I need to go to the gatherings.
我需要聚会，我需要读圣经，我需要祷告，这都是花时间的事情。
I need to go to meetings, I need to read the Bible, and I need to pray. All those three things take up much time.
所以那时候我一这个事情我一想说，那我第一个一冲击的是什么？第一个冲击的就是我的时间。
So with my brother's suggestion, the first thing that will impact me will be my time.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为买房子要钱嘛，对不对？
Because to buy the house, we need money.
那我手上就是没有多少钱了。
Actually, I did not have much money with me.
那我通通交给他之后呢？那我还要再赚钱啊。
If I give all my money to my brother, and then I would need to continue to earn more.
就是我不除了在证管会那个工作之外，我还要再做另外一份工作。
That would be besides my job back then, and then I would need extra job.
我相信那个时候，以我如果这样努力的话，这个钱是绝对能够赚得出来的。
I trust that with how diligently I work back then, then of course I will earn much.
但是冲击的是什么？这一个赚钱的结果呢，我就不能聚会，读圣经恐怕也很难读圣经，就是读了不多，然后呢，祷告呢恐怕也是不太花时间了。
But the result of using time to earn money with extra jobs, then I will not have time to read the Bible or go to gathering or pray.
我心里就觉得很挣扎。
So I have much struggle.
我还好，我一得救呢，主就叫我每一件事情都带到他面前去。
But I thank the Lord that as soon as I save, the Lord reminds me have to bring all things before Him.
其实我是想说，主告诉我要怎么解决这个问题啊。
Actually, I only would like the Lord to tell me how to resolve this issue.
那我没想到呢，到那里之后呢，哎，祷跟主祷告，哎，主就开始给我话。
But I did not think that after I start to pray to the Lord gave me words.
那个话是什么呢
？So what was it?
先求神的国和神的义。
First, seek His kingdom and righteousness.
这是马太第六章的话。
That is in Book of Matthew, chapter 6.
就是你不要，后来我把圣经翻来看，哦，不要为吃什么忧虑，不要为穿什么忧虑，不要这么忧虑，这先求神的国，神的义。
So later I turned to that chapter and it's that, do not worry about what to eat, what to drink or wear, but first seek His kingdom and righteousness.
那时候我想，先求神的国，神的义，那我要为神做什么事吗？
So at that time, I thought, first to seek His kingdom and righteousness, then should I do something for Him?
那时候有一个感觉就是，我先求神的国、神的义，就是好好聚会，好好读圣经，好好祷告，这已经是先求神的国、神的义。
At that time, I had a feeling that to first seek His kingdom and righteousness, that is to gather and to continue go to meeting and to read the Bible and to pray. That is to seek Him.
所以呢，那时候后来。我弟弟来找我了。
So later on, my younger brother came to me.
他说：“你考虑怎么样啊
？”So what's the result of your consideration?
我说：“我可能暂时不行啊。
”So I told him that maybe for now I cannot buy it.
我说我可能没有办法再找另外一份工作，因为我要聚会，我要读圣经，要祷告。
I'm not able to find another job because I need to go to gatherings to read the Bible and I need to pray.
他又跟我说了一大堆，他说这是难得的机会。他说：“你再考虑一下吧。”
And he tried so hard to convince me to tell me this is a good opportunity. Why don't you think about it more?
好，那我再去祷告，又一段时间。
So then I took another time to pray.
哎，我再祷告，我在主面前，我把决定放在主面前，我没有说一定要这样或一定要那样。
I commit my decision before the Lord without making any decision.
那哎，主这个话呢，在我里面就越来越明亮。
And the Lord's words become even brighter in me.
而且有力量。
And have strength.
让我觉得这样做是对的。
And let me feel that this decision will be right.
所以呢，我就他再来了，我就说，我看还是不行，我这个暂时没有办法买房子。
So when my younger brother came to me again, I told him, No, I cannot buy a house for now.
他说。现在我们还没有做最后决定，你还有考虑的机会，你再给你考虑一次。
And he told me that since it's not our final decision yet, let me give you more time to think about it again.
这是第三次。
That was the third time.
我很认真啊，我为这个事情再祷告，再祷告，再到主面，再把它放到主面前。
I was very diligent in praying about this, so I prayed over again.
这个话在我里面实在是很强。
And what the Lord told me was so strong.
这个。最后我弟来，我说对不起了，我这个将来住的事情好，让主耶稣去负责吧。
So when my brother came to me again, I told him sorry. Let the Lord take care of my dwelling place.
我没有房子可以活得下去。
I can continue to live without having a house.
我没有正常的跟主耶稣的关系，对不起，我活不下去。
But sorry, I cannot continue to live on if I don't have a normal relationship with the Lord.
所以我没有办法再花另外的时间再去做第二份工作。
So I don't have the time to go for a second job.
所以我弟弟从那时候觉得这个哥哥疯了。
So ever since then, my younger brother felt this, his brother is gone crazy.
哎，这个不是开玩笑的事情了。
This, I'm not joking about this.
很多年都没跟我讲话。
He did not talk to me for many years.
你知道，他说他疯了。
He thought I would be crazy.
但是呢，2004年。
But in 2004.
我买了现在住的房子。
I bought my current house.
然后呢，我们也整修好了。2004年，什么都完工了。
And we also remodeled it, and therefore we.Complete everything in 2004.
我有一天站在房子里面往外面看的时候。
So one day when I was standing in my house and look outside.
我突然想到很多年前我弟弟这件事情。
All of a sudden, I'm being reminded of what happened about my younger brother many years ago.
从那个时候开始，一直到我到美国，我买了那一栋房子，就是现在的住的房子。这么长一段时间，我搬过五次家，从来没有找过房子。
Ever since from the time my brother asked me until the time I moved to the States to live in the house I'm living now, that I moved 5 times, but I never looked for the house myself.
而且每一次搬家都是被强迫的。
And each time I was being forced to move.
就是我根本没想要搬家。
Because I never thought of moving.
然后那个环境来了，就使得我不搬不行。
And when the situation came, I had to move.
时间很紧张。
And the time was so...It was really in a rush.
根本没有时间去自己去搜寻什么东西。
I had no time to search anything myself.
在这种情况底下，不用自己找房子。
So under such circumstances, I did not need to look for a house myself.
我第一次搬家的时候，就是我爸爸中风生病，住在台湾的台北荣总就医院。
When the first time I had to move, it was when my dad had stroke and he was living in a hospital in Taipei.
等到他稳定的时候，医生说，你们需要住在医院附近啊，要回来做复健啊。
So after my dad became stable, then the doctor told us that we need to live somewhere close to the hospital to go for physical therapy.
然后给我定一个时间说，最好什么时候搬，能够回来这样。
And the doctor told me that a suitable time to return will be such such.
我没想到把这个声音带到教会一祷告，不到一个礼拜，有一个姊妹跑来问我说：“听说你在找房子啊？”
I've never thought that after I pray in the church, and then a sister came to me, saying that, "Are you looking for a place to live?"
她说：“我家有个房子就在你讲的范围之内。”
I have a place for you that it's within the.Area that you are looking for.
房客已经住了十年，从来没有说要搬家，不晓得为什么最近就说要搬家。
The tenant had stayed there for 10 years and never moved. However, do not know why, but recently the tenant would like to move.
他跟我定的时间，他说这个时间你可以不可以？可以的话，我这房子租给你。
And she,
当时的价钱只有1/5的价钱。
She asked me for a certain time whether I can move in.And she gave me the rental amount is only 2/5 of the regular rent back then.
后来我搬进去了，我什么家具都没有。
And after I moved in, I had no furniture.
我一祷告呢，主在一个礼拜之内，所有家具不用花一毛钱，通通来。
After I prayed, then the Lord let me have all the furniture within 1 week without me spending any money.
我现在没有办法详细讲，你知道你经历这个，你的心里的震撼，那种震撼是大到什么地步？你完全没办法形容。
I'm not able to explain in details now, but when you have such experience, it's so hard to imagine how great impact that I had.
我被强迫搬家，主把房子摆在那里等我。
I was forced to move, but the Lord already prepared a house waiting for me.
我需要家具，我不知道在哪里，我没有钱，或者我也不想花那么多钱，但是呢，我所需要的一切，在一下子。全部都来到。
I need the furniture. Although I did not know where they are and I did not have money to buy, but all of a sudden they all came in.
后来呢，到第二次搬家。
And the second time I had to move.
后来我爸爸妈妈回到南部去了。
Later on, my parents moved to southern Taiwan.
结果我想到我一个人住四个房间呢，两个客厅，一个四个房间，这么大的房子。
Then I saw that it's a big house for me to live in. It had a big 4 big rooms.
我想说我还一个人这样住要住多久啊
？So I thought that if I live by myself in here, then how long will I continue to stay here?
我还没想清楚的时候啊，有一个老姊妹又来找我。
Even before I thought, I think through clearly, another elderly sister came to me.
她说哈，我现在这个房客哈搬走了。
She told me my current tenant moved away.
我想来想去，谁适合来住我这个房子？
I was thinking that who is suitable to stay here.
这个房子呢，你知道，台北市汀州路，合适的房子，日本式的房子，独栋独门独院的。
It's actually somewhere in Taipei, and also it's a Japanese style house. It's standing alone and also has yard.
然后里面还有一个小的单独的一栋，那他说这一栋希望我去住。
And there's this house standing alone by itself, and she wishes that I can stay there.
他只有一个条件。
There's only one requirement.
那时候我没结婚，也没女朋友。
At that time, I was not married, and I did not have any girlfriend.
他说呢，你结婚了之后，你可不可以还住这里啊？
And she asked me, after you got married, would it be okay you continue to stay here?
我说我愿意。
I said, I'm willing.
其实我就不知道，我说我愿意 ,OK。
Although I didn't know, but I said, yes, I'm willing.
好了 ,OK, 你这样就够了。他说为着你要结婚的缘故，我这栋房子在你搬进来前，我全心给你整修。
She told me that for you will get married, so before you move in, then I will just remodel everything for you in this place.
将来可以做你的新房啊。
So this can become your newlywed place.
我在那里住了两年。
I stayed there for 2 years.
我所两年所付的所有的房租也不够他修房子。
For all the rent I had paid, the total rent I had paid was actually did not total up to all the remodeling expense.
然后呢？第三次搬家呢，就是结婚。
So the third time I moved was when I got married.
我没想到，我的未来妻子早就租了一个房子呢，很棒的房子呢，也是半价以下的。
I never imagined my future wife actually already rented a very good place, which was also half the rental of regular price.
所以我只得跟我原来的房东讲说，很抱歉，我现在不能住这里了。但是呢，我把那个我。就是我姊妹她的室友哈，我们两个对调。
So I told my landlord that I'm sorry I cannot live here anymore, but that I will switch my wife's roommate to stay here instead.
我又没找房子。
So I also did not look for a place to live.
然后我们住的在我们结婚之后在那有聚会，然后一年之后呢，我们的房东呢说啊，我们要房子要收回了。
After I got married, we had meetings in our place. But after 1 year, the landlord told us that she has to take this place back.
他说要收回，那我说那我们要搬哪里去呢？
So as soon as the landlord told me that he has to take the house back, then I was wondering where we should move.
那在我们家聚会的弟兄姊妹就说，你们绝对不要搬离开这个地方，你只要在这附近就好，否则我们就不能聚会了。
Then the brothers and sisters who gathered in our house told us that please do not move away from this area, otherwise we don't have place to meet.
结果呢，我们在附近找房子，找来找去，都要比我们的房租要贵一倍半的价钱。
But after we search around, all those places available in our area are much more expensive, almost double or even more the price.
所以这才强迫我们从租房子才考虑是不是要买房子。
So that finally forces us to consider from rental into if you should buy.
买房子需要钱呢。
If to buy the house needs money.
没想到神已经借着我岳母已经把钱预备了。
But never imagined that through my mother-in-law, the Lord has already prepared for us.
而且神也借着那个我们在台湾有那个国宅贷款了，有个贷款的抽签了。我是抽签从来不抽中的，居然抽中了。
And the Lord even prepared that I win the mortgage lottery for the government housing in Taiwan.
所以突然之间的什么钱都来了。
So all of a sudden the money is prepared.
然后呢，就在我们楼上，就有一家卖，我们就买了那一家。
And just above from us that there's this house on sale, so therefore we bought this.
然后后来呢？第五次搬家就是搬到美国来。
And the fifth time moving is to move to the States.
搬到这里来呢，我万万没有想到，我九八年来的时候呢，我想说回去会不会再来是完全不知道。
At that time when I moved here in 1998, I had never imagined that if I would come back or I'm not sure.
但是我原来的屋主呢，不晓得为什么呢，他就跟我讲说，他很肯定的讲说，你如果搬进来美国哈，你搬到美国来，你一定要住我这个房子。
But the original landlord told me that if you come to the States, you have to live in this house.
那个强到一个地步，我都没办法拒绝。
At that time, he was so strong to the point that I could not say no.
那因为我们还不知道我们有没有可以进来，那要我们要不要来？因为我们那我来的那件事情关系到一个绿卡的问题。
Because back then, whether I can return to stay in the States has to do with green card, so I wasn't sure if I can truly come back.
所以在我的立场来讲的话，绿卡没有通过，我没有考虑要搬往美国。
So for me, if the green card was not being permitted, then I would never consider to move to the States.
所以我很慎重地写信给弟兄说，你可以租你就租，你可以卖就卖，你绝对不要等我们。
So I very seriously wrote a letter to this landlord brother saying that if you can rent or if you can sell, then just do so and please do not wait for me.
没想到他就是坚定要等。
But I did not thought of that. He decided, he insists to wait.
我也感谢主，我们办绿卡的这个程序很快，不到三个月就通过。
And thank the Lord that our process of receiving the green card was very fast, and we received it within 3 months.
所以呢，后来我们搬进来。
So then we moved here.
这个搬进来呢，结果就只好住那间。
And then since we moved here, then we could only stay there.
不，我们事先已经讲好了，就是说我们付税，我们付所有的这些 utility， 但是事实上它没有得什么好处，因为这些都应该的。
And then we did tell him that we would pay all the property tax and all the utility, but actually the landlord did not gain much because those what we should are what we originally should pay.
所以后来，当然，在突然我们的弟兄他有一个情况的转变，所以我们就把他的房子买下来。
So later on, this landlord brother, his situation changed, and therefore we bought his house.
你看这件事情哈，我给大家是一个给大家是一个参考。
So I let you know this as an example.
我从来没有想到，我只是顺服那一次主说话。
I never imagined that I only obeyed to what God told me at that time.
就是那一次。
Just that once.
恐怕距离现在超过三十年。
It might already be 30 years ago.
就是那一次。
Just that time.
从那次到现在，没有找过房子。
Ever since then until now, I never searched for a place to live by myself.
所以你知道主说话多么的重要。
So you will know how important it is for the Lord to speak.
那今天我们能够在一起聚会。
So today as we can gather together.
我今天会来这里。
For me to come here.
主不是光说了那一次的话。
It was not just the Lord told me that time.
主在98年当我来这里的时候还不是在这个地方。主向我说话。
At that time in 1998, when I came to New Jersey, the Lord spoke to me.
主向我说了许多的话。
The Lord told me many words.
所以我知道主要我来。
So I knew the Lord would like me to come.
但主给我一个要求，就是我需要拿到绿卡才可以来。
But the one requirement from the Lord was that I must receive the green card before I come.
其实对我这个我们在那时候在台湾办这个旅游签证，我从来没有去过这个领事馆，从来没有去过那些办签证的地方。
So back then, when I had to apply for those visas, I never went to those embassy.
所以呢，根本就不知道办身份的事情是有多困难。
So I never realized how difficult it would be to apply for status.
我现在才稍微比较因为接触的弟兄姊妹多一点，看他们画哪一个 H1 都好像痛苦，对不对？不但痛苦，而且抽一个签还抽三次不到，还要抽第四次，太痛苦了。
Then it is not until now I learn much from all those brothers and sisters getting H1 visa or even getting the lottery for green card. It's so difficult for them.
所以我从来不知道办身份是困难的，我不知道那是困难的。
I did not realize it would be so difficult to get a status.
那主呢？他告诉我说，有绿卡才可以去，没有绿卡不要去。
The Lord at that time told me that you can only go if you have the green card, otherwise don't go.
所以这是一个面试绿卡，但主更重要就是说的圣经上很多的话。
So that's one aspect, but more importantly, the Lord spoke to me many words from the Bible.
所以后来我们就进入这个程序。
So then we start the process.
刚讲说，就是连绿卡的通过都是神做的。
And even with receiving the green cards, the application got approved. It's God's work.
当这里把这个办我这个绿卡签证的这个绿卡的这个文件寄到我手上的时候
，When the documentation for this green card got mailed onto me.
你知道我是在台湾证管会工作的。
I work in this
SEC Stock Exchange Committee.
Stock Exchange Committee in Taiwan.
我们办很多文，办很多案子，签很多文件。
I had to sign a lot of documentations and go through many cases.
我们办的案子甚至要跟法官、跟检察官在打仗的。
And the cases we had deal with, we had to actually fight with the judge and prosecutors.
所以我们签公文绝对不是随便乱签的。
So when we had to sign documents, we actually would not sign casually.
所以根据我工作的经验，我一看那个文件，哈，这个能过，完全是出于神。
So based on my working experience, when I look at this document, I know that my green card got approved is from God.
因为这个文件如果是我是那个办案的人，我一定一下子就把它否决掉。
For if I'm someone who is processing this green card document, I will actually reject it.
但是神要叫他过就是过。
But when God would like it to be approved, then it's approved.
所以神很奇妙的。
So God is so amazing.
就让他过了。
And very amazingly, it went through.
不但过了。而且呢，等到我去台湾的这个美国在台协会面试的时候
，Not only that, when I went to this AIT, this American Consular General in Taiwan, that when I had interview,
我碰到的那个面试官跟我是同样的看法。
The interviewer I had actually had the same thought as me.
他拿着我文件一边摇头，这样摇头。
When he looked at my documents, he shook his head.
但是呢，他跟我讲，这是不是你的错。
And he told me that it's not your fault.
因为我不是那个申请人。
For I'm not the one who applied for this.
我是被申请人。
I'm only the one who's being applied for.
所以他说，我给你一次机会，你补材料。
So the interviewer told me that I'll give you one more chance, that you need to submit more documents.
长话短说。主就让他过了。
To make it short, the long story make it short, the Lord actually just let it approved.
所以九月份过，十月份就搬进来这里。
So in September it got approved, and in October we moved here.
你说那个绿卡的事情是我贪心还是神奇妙
？So was it my own covetousness for the green card, or was Lord's amazing work?
1999年我搬进来，2000年二月份我妈打电话给我说。她最好朋友的丈夫呢，重病住医院。
In 1999, I moved here, and then in 2000 February, that my mom called me that one of her best friends has serious illness and is now hospitalized.
然后她跟我讲说，你要为她祷告。我说好好祷告。
And she told me that I should pray for her friend.
不到一个月，我那个姨丈去世了。
Not within 1 month, then my mom's friend passed away.
我妈说，你无论如何，你一定要回来。
My mom told me that regardless of anything, you have to come back.
你想想看，如果我没有绿卡
，But think about this. If I have the green card,
我可能出去了就回不来了。
Once I exit the country, I could not return.
但是主给我就出去了。
But the Lord let me just go.
又回来了。
And then I was able to return.
过不久是我岳母生病。
And then not long after, my mother-in-law got sick.
我岳母得了癌症。
And she got cancer.
所以我们又要去台湾。
So we had to go back to Taiwan again.
所以我们刚来这里头5年，一年最差不多2次去台湾。
So for the first 5 years when we came to the States,For we had to go back to Taiwan for at least 2 times a year.
谁能事先知道这些事情
？Who would foreknow all those things？
所以绿卡是怎么回事
？So what happened with this green card？
绿卡是主告诉我，主是事先知道说我们有很多事情要经历，如果没有绿卡，没有办法经历。
For the Lord already foreknown that there were so many things we had to experience, so without the green card, we could not go through.
所以神说话是奇妙的事情。
So it is amazing when the Lord speaks.
我们看一下一段圣经。
Let's look at a place of scripture.
提摩太后书三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3.
我们就读十六节就好哈、啊，或者是十五节，十五十六节啊。
Verse 15 and 16。
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经使能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
And that from a child thou hast known the holy scriptures, which are able to make thee wise unto salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus.
圣经都是神所默示的，于教训督责，使人归正，教导人学义，都是有益的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
叫属神的人得以完全。预备行各样的善事。
That the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
这里有一个得救的智慧。
Here is the wisdom unto salvation.
这个得救的智慧是因着神的话来的。
This wisdom unto salvation is by God's word.
希望我们能够看重。
Hope that we can take this.
神的话和神说的话，在我们身上有拯救我们的大能和智慧。
For God's words and the words He speaks has this great mightiness and wisdom to deliver us.
十六节说，圣经都是神所默示的。
Verse 16 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God."
默示这个字就是神吹气在上面。
This word to inspire by God is God breathes upon them.
所以神吹气在他的话上。
So God has breathed upon His words.
神吹气给先知，先知把神的话写下来。
God has breathed upon the prophets, therefore prophets written down God's word.
所以今天我们如果得着神的话，绝对不是靠记忆力的。
So today, if we receive God's words, it's not by memorization.
如果你是靠记忆力，话是没有能力的。
If only by memorizing them, then there's no power from the words.
但是你如果得神的话，是神的灵、神的气在那里运行的时候，这个话就充满了强大的能力。
But when you receive God's words by His inspiration and His breath, then those words are full of power.
就好像 我弟弟找我，他说考虑一下，结果神给我一句话，然后呢，我那时候是这样，然后他说再考虑一下，我再准备再祷告，那个神的话就是他神吹气在那越来越强，越来越强。
Just like when my younger brother came to me, then I pray, I receive God's words, which is by His power, which He has breathed upon it. And so when my younger brother came back again, then actually the words become even stronger.
所以那个话是神因为吹气的缘故，神会把他的话刻在你的心上。
So with those words, because God has breathed upon them, therefore God will engrave those words upon you.
他既然刻在你的身上，你就怎么抹也抹不掉。
Since He has graved those words upon you, then you cannot blot out.
所以他在你身上是不但是个话，是个生命的话，是个有能力的话，是个遇见神的话。
So those are not just words, but also words with life, words with power, so that words you can meet God.
所以这是很宝贵的事。
That's so precious.
那刚刚讲到说我到美国来。
And as I did mention that I came to the States.
我至少有三次机会有人叫我到美国来。
There were at least three times people asked me to come to the States.
有一次有一弟兄他就寄了一张 PhD 的这个 program 的申请，他说请你来跟我们一同配搭服侍，你也顺便你读个书吧。
Once there was a brother, he mailed me this PhD program, and he told me that I would like to invite you to co-work with me as well as you can study PhD.
那我祷告来祷告去呢，我最后得到答案说，主没有任何应答。
After much prayers, the result was that the Lord was not leading.
然后另外一个弟兄呢，他也跟我讲说，哦，现在某个神的仆人他需要有跟他的助手啊，你既然你在台湾已经把别的工作放下来的话，那你要不愿意来美国的跟他能够一起服侍啊，来学习啊。
And then another brother told me that there's this a servant of God who would like to have a co-working assistant, and so therefore he asked me, then would you like to come to the States and co-work together with him?
我又去祷告了再祷告，祷告了再祷告。
So I pray over and over again.
没有答案，就是没有答案。
I had no answer.
没有答案怎么解决？
So how to resolve it when I had no answer?
没有答案就是不去。
No answer means not go.
所以呢，我跟把这个机会给我的弟兄说，对不起，主没有给我这样带领。
So I told this brother who gave me the opportunity, saying that sorry, the Lord did not guide me this way.
我不需要去做主没有带领的事情。
I did not need to do what the Lord did not lead me to do.
所以后来呢，我们当中的弟兄再给我机会的时候。
So later on, when the brother among us gave me another opportunity.
我跟你讲，那是奇妙的事。
That was very amazing.
98年台湾特会之前。
It was before the special conference in 1998 in Taiwan.
我已经跟方喜讲说，我们每年都到美国去哈，花很多钱。花很多时间，我看今年可能我们还是不要去算了。
I already told my wife that each year we go to the States, it takes us much time and money, so maybe this year we don't go.
所以我们已经讲好，我们是不要去了。
So we already agreed that we are not going to the States that year.
没想到讲好了，特会一开始呢，哗，有一群弟兄来说，我们想请你到我们那里去跟我们服侍。
But then, as soon as the conference started, there is a group of brothers came to tell me that I would like to invite you to our gathering and co-work, serve together with us.
我跟大家讲我当时的心态是什么。
I would like to let you know how I felt at that time.
考虑都不考虑。
I did not even need to consider.
我也不认识你们。
I did not even know you.
我也不知道你们是谁。
I had no idea who you are.
想都不想。
I did not even think about it.
所以我就把它当作没听见一样。
So I just let it go as if I did not hear this.
没想到我是主知道我根本我这个心态啊。
But then actually the Lord knew what I was thinking.
后来又来了两个弟兄。
Then later on two more brothers came.
这两个弟兄是两次来。
Then that two brothers came separately.
一个弟兄讲说，你今年是不是计划去美国啊？
One brother asked me, "Are you planning to go to the United States this year?"
他说：“你如果去美国的话，我们这里你一定要来哈。
”And that brother told me, "If you do go to the States, then you definitely have to come to our place."
另外一个弟兄也是这样讲。
And so the other brother told me the same thing.
今年可不可以去啊
？Is okay, you go.
去，我们那里一定要来哈。
Then please definitely go to our place.
这两个是关键的影响。
And those two are actually critical influence.
这两个弟兄不出现。
If those two brothers did not appear.
前面讲的我就把它统统丢在一边。
What had mentioned to me before, I just cast aside.
我考虑都不会再考虑。
I would never consider again.
但是这两个弟兄出现，因为我很熟悉。
But because those two brothers, I was familiar with them.
所以我就想说，是不是主借着他们哈，要我改变一下。
So I was wondering if the Lord through them would like me to change.
所以呢，我就祷告了，后来觉得说，看看吧，去看看，就这样子。
So then I prayed and I thought maybe I just go and take a look.
所以没想到转了一圈呢，主说话了。
But then never imagine after all this the Lord spoke.
所以这是一个有福气的事情。
So that was something that's with big blessing.
你在遇见事情，你在那不知向左不知向右的时候，你能够从主那里得着主向你说话，这是件宝贵的事情。
So when you face certain issues, you don't know whether to turn left or right, and you are able to meet the Lord to speak to you. That's something very precious.
尤其是你要往你走下一步，你完全不知道下一步会发生什么情况。
Especially when you have to take the next step, you completely don't know what will happen next.
有时候我们觉得我们好像很懂啊，很知道，其实是不知道。
Sometimes we might think we know something, but actually we don't know.
我们所知道的还是非常非常的微少的。
What we know is still so limited.
所以这是宝贵的事情。
So that's something precious.
所以因为主说话了，所以呢，我才会表达愿意来的那个表达。
Because the Lord spoke, therefore I say that I'm willing to come.
所以这是宝贵的经历。
So that was a precious experience.
这是在生命中有持续影响的经历。
And that's the experience continues to influence in my life.
我们要问，你一生有多少神的话 因为神说话或神的话在你身上影响，而你跟神的关系是怎么样说？是更见证你是活在神的面前的。
We have to ask how many times in your life because God has spoken to you and therefore this gives you influence and therefore you live before God.
所以这是很宝贵的。
And that's so precious.
所以你要碰到会迷惑你的情况，你怎么解决？
So how do you resolve this when you face something that's deceiving you?
因为这里有个什么欺哄的人自己也被欺哄，所以人家在骗你或者人家在引诱你的时候，他自己也不知道他在引诱你。
So it's because the words say that the deceiver is also being deceived. Therefore, when others are deceiving you, they don't even realize it.
这是不是发生在我们现在的社会中？
Is it happening around the society among us?
是不是发生在我们的周围？
Is it happening around us?
去建议人家的，自己还搞不清楚自己在干什么。
When we give other suggestions, we don't even know what I'm doing.
自己被骗还成为骗人的那个管道。
I'm being deceived, but I also become the channel of deceiving other people.
这是我们常要遇见的。
That's something we encounter often.
如果我们没有神怜悯我们的话，我们没有保证一定可以胜过这些。
If we don't have God being merciful to us, we don't have any guarantee we can overcome all these.
但是你有神吹气的话。
But if you have God's words breathe upon them.
神不但有字面的话给我们，神也把他的话吹气刻在我们的心上。
Not only God gave us the words in letters, but also God inspired and breathed upon the words and engraved upon our heart.
就叫我们有得救的智慧。
So we have wisdom unto salvation.
所以你有得救的智慧，就是也许你做的决定是别人不喜欢的，人家也不同意的，人家也不要的，但是嘛，你却是蒙拯救的。
Maybe your decision of this wisdom unto salvation are what others do not agree and others do not like.But you are being saved.
这个不单是个人需要，教会更是需要。
This is not only individual needs it, but church even needs it more.
教会要有见证，教会要真的显明我们的主耶稣基督在教会中是做头的。
Church has testimony, and church has to manifest that our Lord Jesus Christ is truly the head amongst church.
也就是这一切的源头是出于宝座的。出于被杀的羔羊，已经在宝座的羔羊。
So all the source comes from the throne, comes from this lamb being slain, the lamb of God.
任何人的理由，任何人的解释，任何人的偏好，都应该伏在至高者的脚下。
All of the excuses, all of the reasons, all of the like and dislikes of men should be prostrate and be bowed under the feet of the Majesty.
所以教会里面。要有能够得着神话语的那样的器皿。
So in church, there should be vessels that can gain God's words.
这所谓得着神话语，并不是自己去抓几句话来充当一下。
To have God's words, not just to grab some words.
我们需要彼此提醒一下。
We need to remind one another.
你如果说主给我话，那这个意思就是说，你要向主负责。
If you do say that God has given me words, then that means we have to be responsible to God.
你也向人负责。
And you also be responsible to man.
因为你说是出于主的。
Because you say that's from God.
大家会尊重你。
And everyone will respect you.
但是你如果抓一个话来说你是出于主的，主是不会承认的。
But if you just grab any word and say that that's from God, then God would just reject it.
是神吹气在上面的。
That's inspired by God.
神吹气是神哪里开始？是神开始的。
When it's inspired by God, who's the beginner? It's beginning by God.
所以我们要很慎重地说，主给我话。
So we have to take it very carefully and seriously when we say God gives me words.
不要把它当作开玩笑的。
Definitely do not joke about it.
你不要觉得好像我用这个来作为我想达到一个目的的一个手段，那你就危险了。
Don't use this as a way to accomplish your purpose, then otherwise you will be in danger.
所以这是宝贵的事情。
So this is something precious.
所以如果主没有话
，Therefore if God has no words，
我们就谦卑承认说没有。
Then we humbly confess that no words.
没有， 我没有听见。
No, I did not hear any words.
神没有吹气在我身上。
God did not breathe upon me.
神没有把他的话吹在我身上。
God did not breathe upon his words on me. No.
我就承认没有。
I just confess no.
我承认没有，比我说不是出于主的，我说是出于主的，要更宝贵。
When I confess I don't have God's words, it's even more precious than if I say that some words are from God. Actually, they are not from God.
因为神的事都是牵涉到永恒的事情。
For things of God relates to eternity.
牵涉到荣耀的事情。
Relates to glory.
你不出于神，却说是出于神的，你会抵挡他。
When it's not of God, but you say it is of Him, then you are against Him.
所以不止如此哈，这里讲说于教训，就是神的话，他可以教导我们。
So not only that, but it's for doctrine.
所以这个得到教导，是因为神把活的话吹在我们身上，所以呢，我们得到了教导。
So to receive doctrine is God breathes lively words upon us, so we receive doctrine.
这跟你这个会背圣经，跟你看那个解释圣经的书所得到的帮助不同。
This is different from when you memorize the Bible or when you look at the explanations of the Bible.
这是神吹气所产生的那样的，神的教导所产生的。
So that's the doctrine is in result of God has breathed upon His words.
而且督责就是什么呀？叫我们认，就叫我们或者我们有什么错，有什么需要认罪，我们能够。这个认罪不是因为别人强迫我们认罪，有时候我们做这种糟糕的事，就是什么？我们认为他有罪，我们认为他这样问题，所以我们就强迫他要这样做，这是不对的。
And to reprove is that when God touches us, so we confess our sins and we just repent. And but actually, it's not right when we force others to confess their sin and repent.
这个源头是出于神才对。
The original source should be from God.
只有圣灵能叫我们畏罪、畏义、畏审判，自己责备自己。
Only the Holy Spirit can let us prove ourselves by righteousness, by sin and judgment.
使人归正，转向主。
So for correction, for people to turn back to God.
你知道，我们常常不知道自己走偏了。
Often we do not even realize we are going astray.
因为我以前就是走偏的那个人。
For I was someone who gone astray before.
我就是主怜悯我，让我开始看重主的话，我能够逐渐的归正。
The Lord has mercy upon me, therefore I start to take it seriously of God's words, and slowly I can be corrected.
教导人学义，就是有管教在后头。
And instruction in righteousness, so there's this work of discipline.
就是神有管教，把我们转，就把我们带回到不但有称义的地位。而且有称义的实际的生活。
So through discipline, then God turned us. So not only we have this righteousness position, but truly we are being justified.
不但如此，他说第十七节说叫属神的人，不但第十六节说这是有益处的啊。你知道有时候神哈真在我们身上更正我们，我们的跟神说这神太严厉了，神太老古板了啊。那不是，那么你要被神开启到一个地步呢？这是对我有益处的。
And verse 16 says it's profitable. Oftentimes when the Lord disciplines us, try to correct us, then we say that, oh, God is so severe and he's too old. But actually, those are all profitable to us.
这特别是年轻人容易受这个影响。
Especially young people will be influenced.
年轻人总觉得说，哦，这个神讲的东西，神什么？有人讲说，哦，什么叫神的旨意？跟我的意思相反，就是神的旨意。
Many people say that. So what is God's purpose, then God's purpose, they thought God's purpose would be all against my own will.
他已经知道自己走偏了，但他不知道神把他带回到正路，是叫他蒙恩受益的。
He has already gone astray, but he does not realize that God turned him back is actually profitable to him.
所以你知道，如果我们跟神关系上哈，受神带领上，不知道神什么是对我们有益处的，我们不能够被神建造，你知道。
So when our relationship with God, when we are being guided by God, when we don't really know what is profitable, then we cannot be edified.
所以神每次要建造我们的时候，我们说我不喜欢这个了，我不要这个了，我那不要那什么。神真的要建造我们的时候，我们不要他。
So when God would like to build us up, but I tell God, I don't like this, I don't like that.
什么是有益的?
So what is profitable?
不要等到进棺材才发现。
Hope that we don't realize it until we go to a grave.
希望主帮助我们早早发现。
Hope that we can realize earlier.
再讲一次。
Let me mention one more time.
什么是有益的?
What is profitable?
不要等到进棺材以后才发现。
Hope that we do not realize this when hope that we realize this earlier and not wait until we go to a grave.
愿主他吹气的话吹到我身上。
Do pray that the words that's inspired by God can breathe upon me.
让我看见不照我的意思照神的意思是对我有益的。
So I can see that not my own will but God's will is profitable to me.
然后才有第十七节的事情发生。
And then,what happens will be in verse 17.
叫属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
That the man of God might be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
完全跟预备都有装备的意思。
Perfect and furnished, equipped, has to, it all means equipped.
所以他被装备到完全的地步，他被预备到完全的地步。
So to be equipped unto the perfection.
所以如果神对我有神做神引导我是给我对我有益的，我却不能接受的话，我有什么机会被带到完全的地步？
So if God equipped me and leads me to these profitable things, but I cannot accept it, then how can I be led into perfection?
这是值得思考的事情。
That's something for consideration.
我讲的是我走过的路。
What I share is what I have walked through.
因为我以前是个悖逆的人。
For I was someone rebellious.
我什么都看不在眼里面。
I did not care about anything.
因为我不知道什么是好，什么是不好。
For I did not know what was good or bad.
神怜悯我。
God has mercy upon me.
开我的眼睛。
Open my eyes.
让我本来不想要的。
So what I did not want before.
但他开我的眼睛。
But he opened my eyes.
让我知道什么是有益的。
And help me to know what is profitable.
虽然我不喜欢。
Even though I did not like it.
但是我愿意接受他的装备。
But I'm willing to receive his equipping.
所以我们如果能够有这样的服事，能够弟兄姊妹被建造在神的面前。
So if we have such service that brothers and sisters can each be built up by God.
那绝对是起头出于神。
Then it must be all coming from God.
过程不断地遇见神。
And this whole process will continue to meet God.
结果呢，荣耀只能归给神。
And the result is all the glory to God.
没有第二条路。
There's no second way.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们把这些话带回到你面前。
Lord, we commit all those words to yourself.
只有你能够为你自己的话做见证。
Only you can testify for your own words.
说的翻译的听的都需要在你面前蒙怜悯。
The one who speaks, the one who translates, and all those who listen needs to find mercy before you.
我们愿意在你面前成为蒙怜悯的人。
We hope that we can be someone find mercy before you.
让你自己得救的智慧，你得救叫我们得救的话，多多的赐给我们。
So that the wisdom of your salvation and the wisdom of your words can be given to us even more.
叫我们把荣耀敬拜归给你。
So we can give you all the glory, blessing, and praises.
也能够成为把人带到你面前的你自己喜悦的器皿。
And also we can become the pleasing vessel that we can bring men before you.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.